always feel like I want to go, wait, at the end of that. That was a bit of a cockney introduction then, wasn't it?
It was.
I'm joined in the joined by Susan Corkland. Have I said it correct? I've got it right. From Sweet Harmony, who are a group of highly talented female singers and performers and led by musical director, that's Nikki Randall. And it's Susan's here today to talk about the group. So thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you.
Whereabouts are you based in Essex?
Well, we're really based in Raynham, which is where Nikki's based. Nikki yep. comes from. She started the group.
Yeah.
And, way back in 1998.
So it's been going quite a few years.
Quite a few years. She's a singing teacher.
Yeah.
Very accomplished singer. And she was inspired by the medieval babes. She used to sing madrigals when she was young. And she thought, well, they can do it, we can do it.
And how did you get involved?
Because she used to teach in the school where I worked,
and
I sang in the concerts, and she asked me if I would join them. I mean, it was her singing pupils, and she then became my singing teacher as well. So most of us are her pupils or ex-pupils.
And how many of you are in the group?
At the moment, I think there's 11, but we don't all sing at the same time, if you see what I mean.
Yeah.
We can't all do the same gigs.
Yeah.
There'll only be four of us on, unfortunately, on Lighting Up Brentwood, but we'll be fine.
Have you done Lighting Up Brentwood before? Have you been?
No.
Because I'm actually from Thurrock as well. I'm from down that way, and I do like coming into Brentwood. Brentwood, when the lighting up is there, the crowds are phenomenal, and it's just fantastic. Bring a lot of money because you will be doing shopping.
Okay.
Santa will be there too.
We did. My husband and I came to it last year, and I think we drank a few glasses of wine.
Yes, I think you will find there are quite a few beverages, including in Brentwood Brewery, actually, have got a stand, and you've got hot mulled wine, I think, from the guys at the Rotary Club as well, which you can get.
It's a nice time, isn't it? Because it's just as December starts, and then you really start to think about Christmas.
Yeah. Have you done any Christmas shopping yet, by the way?
Not a sausage.
No, not me.
No,
me either.
No, we still have birthdays.
Yeah. Selfish people being born in December as well. Now, talking about the group, the sort of music, to explain the sort of music that you do and the sort of period of music that you do.
We sing medieval and, Tudor music, basically. It's sort of anything from about 1300 to 1600. And it's quite varied. We did once dress as nuns, and we went to a reenactment, and we sang a lot of plain chant, which is, it's quite hard to read because the music wasn't written like modern music at all.
Yeah.
But it's lovely, isn't it? All in Latin, of course.
And does anybody go, I mean, when you're talking about doing harmony, I know from being a singer, harmonies can be, I have to do mine in my head, and I was explaining to you when I learnt them, I had to learn it from the piano because I can't read music. But there is a chance where even when you're doing gigs at somebody, you're like, who the hell was that? So have you got somebody that always does the very difficult, because when you're doing harmonies, you've got the lead line and something very close to it, and then some of the harmonies are just nothing like it at all.
No, We mostly learn our music, so it's easier. And we have a drum, and we have cymbals and things to cymbals. What am I? Never mind, bells.
That's all right. Yeah.
To keep in time and bang our feet and everything else. So you know, we manage to keep together most of the time.
Yeah.
But sometimes when you're doing madrigals, and they're very involved.
Yeah.
Madrigals is where one person sort of starts on one part, and another person sings another part, and they, you know, you're not just all singing the same line at the same time. So that can be quite complicated, and you have to work on that.
I was saying to you earlier,
Christmas carols are actually easier.
Yeah. I was saying earlier, when you listen to sort of medieval music, and I have listened to medieval harmony music before, it's very haunting.
Mm.
And it's nothing like it. And I was saying to you about the tones of it. Is it something to do with the musical notes that they actually sung in those days? Because you don't have the same sort of feel.
It's
music.
It's called modal music. And if you know about music, it's more or less where every semitone counts. And it's just, I'm not a musical expert. I just sing what Nikki tells me to sing, to be honest. But I know that it is different, and you have to be aware of the different Different ranges, I suppose.
Yeah.
Now you're it's lovely.
You're going to be playing at Brentwood Lighting Up that Saturday the 29th between 1:40 and 1:55 on the main stage.
Yes.
So are you getting nervous? Are you one of the first acts up, aren't you? What day is it?
Yes, I think they start at 12, so fairly soon.
And what sort of stuff are you going to be doing on the day?
We're going to be doing Christmas carols.
Yep.
We do a mixture. We do a lot of old carols, I mean, mainly kind of Baroque and Tudor, probably. We will do What Child Is This, which is to music by Henry VIII, but then we know that people like some of the things they know, so we'll do that as well.
Yeah.
But we also sing in French and in German and in Latin sometimes.
Wow.
So we do some old traditional ones like the Boar's Head and Holly and the Ivy and things like that.
And you're going to be at Raynham Church on Saturday the 6th of December. Sunday the 7th, you're at the Westfield Stratford, which is if you're not, we're not really meant to say about Westfield, because Brentwood is obviously a fantastic high street, but if you go to Westfield, it's massive. And I have been there, and it's like, it's overwhelming when you go to Westfield. So that will be absolutely packed full of people. Then you're going to be at the Queen's Theatre Hornchurch, which is a lovely venue as well, on Friday the 12th. And then you've got the Cliffs Pavilion, which is another really, I've been to all these places, I feel like a stalker, on the 17th as well.
Yeah. We sing before the pantomime Queen's and at the Cliffs Pavilion.
Yep.
And we usually collect for whatever their charity is rather than ours.
Yep.
So we have a bucket. And the children, obviously the children are coming to the pantomime. They love it because they love our costumes. You know, we do wear Tudor costumes as well.
What would you, if you're singing outside though on that stage, now it's well known in Brentwood for being frozen on that stage.
Yes.
We've had a couple of presenters not kind of made it through the whole event really. So are you going to be dressed, are you going to have your big coats on and your dresses?
Thermal underwear.
Right, that'll keep me warm on the day.
And boots. And cloaks on the top, yes. Yeah.
So no duffel coats.
No.
I see that. I think you're going to be frozen.
We have cloaks and blankets
to keep you warm.
Yes.
You're going to be singing for about 15 minutes. You should be able to just about get through with that, I think.
Hopefully, because if you sing too long in the cold, your throat dries up.
That's why you need the alcohol from the stalls down the road.
Oh, no, that dries up as well. Yeah. Water only.
That's before all singers say that. Before performances, it's just a cup of water. Afterwards, it's straight down to wherever the mulled wine is. Well, thank you very much for coming in. It's Sweet Harmony. If you do want to book the group as well, because you do, you're open for parties, or you might have a special event or a wedding or anything like that.
We do weddings, and particularly in old churches and old houses. And we've sung at Leomani Tower, for example, and we've sung at Ingatestone Hall. So, we do weddings.
And it's £75 for half-hour set, plus expenses, negotiable according to the distance travelled, etc., which is the same for any gig. They've also got a CD, A Midsummer Night's Music, which is available for £5. And you can get in contact with Susan. In fact, I won't give you out Susan's number here, but I will put it up on the website. So if it's something you're interested in, or you're thinking about for your church or an event, do let us know. As I said, it's £75, the basic fee for half an hour set. And you can check them out on the 29th at Brentwood Lighting Up here in Brentwood itself. It's on the 6th, they're going to be at the Raynham Church. 7th of December, Westfield Stratford. The 12th, it's going to be at the Queen's Theatre. And on the 17th of December, at the Cliffs Pavilion.
Thank you.
So you did well. See, it was fine. Weren't scared, were you, at all?
Not a bit. She sits here and shivers.
No, you'll be fine. You're fine. Thank you very much, Sue. And I hope I'll see you on the... Well, I'll see you at Brentwood Lighting Up.
Okay, we'll look forward to it.
I'll see you afterwards as well for a mulled wine, probably. Or five. Right, here we go. 11:12. Don't forget, we've got Kerry Louise Masters coming up a little bit later as well. Here's Everything But The Girl.